98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. More than 70 positions are on the chopping block as the Oshkosh Area School District attempts to address a projected structural deficit of over $6 million in the 2026-2027 school year. The district released a list of budget reduction recommendations on Friday, listing numerous position and program eliminations. Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis said in the press release that minimizing the impact on student opportunities was the driving force for the decision-making process. However, staff cuts are necessary. Quote, "Our staff are the foundation of this district, and we approach this with the utmost respect and care for the dedicated individuals who serve our students," end quote. Davis will present the following recommendations to the Board of Education for discussion at its meeting on Wednesday night. Cutting 11 positions in the central office and reducing the budget for technology and textbooks. Cutting 13.7 positions at the district level, including one full-time and eight part-time driver education positions. Cutting 33.6 positions at the secondary level. These cuts include 23.3 teaching positions for electives and replacing staff salaries with stipends for the communities program at Oshkosh North and journalism, yearbook, and drama programs at both high schools. And then finally, cutting 11.9 positions in the pre-K and elementary level, including six teacher positions due to school consolidations. You can see the full list of proposed cuts in our story at WISS.fm. Wisconsin is getting more than two dozen more charging stations for EVs throughout the state. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced 26 additional locations will receive grant awards totaling $14 million in federal funding to build electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin. Supported through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program under former President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, these fast charging stations will help ensure residents and visitors alike have access to the charging infrastructure needed to travel from point A to point B in Wisconsin. This latest round of awards fills coverage gaps after the first round of awards was announced in May 2024.
Of the 26 new locations announced, two are here in Northeast Wisconsin, one at a gas station in Little Chute, the other at a hotel in Appleton. The FDA is recalling 1.5 million bags of shredded cheese made by the Great Lakes Cheese Company in Ohio due to the possibility of metal fragments in the packages. The cheese was distributed in 31 states, including Wisconsin, at stores like Target, Walmart, and Aldi. Great Lake Cheese Company makes cheese under a variety of labels, including Great Value, Good and Gather, and many more. You'll want to check the FDA website for a full list of recalled cheese. If you have any of the recalled cheese, throw the packages away or bring them back to the store for a refund. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is reporting another strong showing for the state during this year's Fall Drug Takeback Day. According to a press release, Wisconsin once again ranked first in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during the Fall Drug Takeback Day this year. A total of around 53,500 pounds of unwanted or unneeded medications was collected during the fall event. This year's effort marks the sixth year in a row that Wisconsin has collected the most unwanted medications during the fall. Since Drug Takeback Day began in 2010, Wisconsin has collected nearly 1.5 million pounds of medications and ranks third all time behind only California and Texas. Wisconsin health officials are reminding residents that the open enrollment period for healthcare will close 1 week from today. The Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance officials are encouraging residents to begin evaluating their coverage options as soon as possible amid potential rate increases with the expiration of the Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're also warning residents that if they enroll for a health care plan after December 15th, their benefits would not begin until February, and it would leave them with a gap in coverage for January. Just in time for holiday gift giving, advanced tickets are now on sale for the EAA Air Venture Oshkosh Flying Convention, July 20th through the 26th. Now, 2026 event will be the 73rd edition of the world's greatest aviation celebration at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. This year's event saw record attendance with 704,000 people from 94 different countries. All advance purchase tickets are available at eaa.org/tickets. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur
took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But it was a back and forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball: the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with a few off and on snow showers today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some snow with around an inch, maybe a little more possible in spots. Our low down to 18. Tomorrow, a little more snow in the afternoon with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.